With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A royal welcome for President Trump at Windsor. Mr. Trump and the First Lady in England now have arrived at Windsor Castle. The first couple greeted by Prince William and wife Catherine and welcomed to the royal estate by King Charles and Queen Camilla. The guests traveled to the castle in a procession of horse-drawn carriages, rolling past ranks of soldiers, sailors, and aviators as military bands played the U.S. and the British national anthem. It's an unprecedented second state visit to Britain for Mr. Trump, who describes the United Kingdom as a very special place. Civilians are fleeing en masse as Israel unleashes a Gaza City offensive. The stated goal, to destroy Hamas's military infrastructure. Aggravated murder among the charges filed against the accused assassin of Charlie Kirk. 22-year-old Tyler Robinson could be sentenced to death if he's convicted. In court yesterday, prosecutors detailed the evidence they've collected so far. Showing no emotion, Robinson said nothing other than to confirm his identity to the court. The nation's central bank expected to finally do something that President Trump has been demanding for quite a while.
The Federal Reserve wraps up its two-day meeting Wednesday, and it's widely expected to reduce its key interest rate by a quarter point to about 4.1%. Wall Street traders expect three reductions this year and two more by next June, according to futures pricing tracked by CMA FedWatch. A rate cut Wednesday would be the first in 9 months. The Fed reduced borrowing costs three times last year, but put any further cuts on hold to evaluate the impact of President Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs on the economy. Donna Water, Washington.
And on Wall Street, the Dow futures up 39 points. This is SRN News. Opening briefs have been filed in a major Supreme Court case.
The states of Idaho and West Virginia have put in their initial paperwork with the justices on a case that challenges both states' laws barring males from competing against females in sports. They are getting help from Alliance Defending Freedom, and President Kristen Wagner says, quote, "These states' common sense laws restore fairness and safety for female athletes across the nation." A decision from the court is expected next year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A professor of sports management with a law degree says women's sports will be doomed if lawmakers and courts allow men to compete. Amanda Segrist of Coastal Carolina University says, "I believe the progress in equity, access, and participation made by women in sports since the passage of Title IX is at risk. U.S. institutions and legislators must not depart from the federal law's original intent to ensure equal opportunities for women in education settings." This is SRN News. Republican senator is challenging one part of the public narrative following the assassination of Charlie Kirk.
To those calling for an end to violent political rhetoric, Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton notes,
"This is not a problem on both sides."
He says despite frequent media and Democrat portrayals of conservatives spewing incendiary rhetoric,
political violence in America is almost exclusively left-wing violence.
And Cotton says the difference has become more clear when people of both parties respond to public opinion polls.
Almost no Republicans condone or celebrate violence. And a lot of Democrats, when asked in those polls, do.
Senator Cotton was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Parents of teenagers who died by suicide after interacting with AI chatbots have told their stories to Congress. The parents of two such teens spoke at a Senate hearing yesterday about the dangers posed by chatbots. More details at SRNNews.com.